It's time now for the Sports Objective Podcast. No talking heads, just guys who love sports. Here's Dave Richmond.
You're listening to the Sports Objective Podcast, and ladies and gentlemen, we have a huge show as we give you what I call the summer preview for the Sports Objective for our podcast. And with us right now, I'm fired up, I'm excited. He's the man that knows how to cut a wrestling promo better than some of the old-time wrestling wrestlers, and I'm talking about Kyle Barber. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Dave, it's good to be here with you. And Kyle Barber, of course, better known as Kyle from LaGrange.
That's right, Kyle from LaGrange, and what a great character. And I tell you what, we have some exciting news to talk about. And I appreciate, Kyle, you've been a great contributor. I appreciate all that you've helped out with the podcast. And when Kyle comes on, man, he has a lot of fans. And so we want to have him on again. And thanks to everybody.
I'm not sure if I'd call them fans, David.
Not fans? All right, well, what do you think they are then?
Maybe they're fans. I don't know. I can't think of a better term right now. So we'll go with fans.
All right, fans. So we'll keep it at that. We'll keep it real. So, by the way, make sure that you like us on Facebook for the Sports Objective. And we've had, let me tell you, Kyle, we've had a ton of people on Twitter following us. It's amazing. Thank you very much. It's at the Sports OBJ. OBJ is in capitals. And make sure you do that. And we would love that. We've got to talk about why we're having this podcast. We're doing this podcast, a special podcast, because we've got some big things to talk about tonight. First and foremost, let's talk. Kyle and I had this idea, what's been a few months ago, and so we came up with the idea of the Sports Objective Watch Party. And Kyle, I'll throw it out to you. What is the Sports Objective Watch Party?
The Sports Objective Watch Party is going to be where David and I get together and we break down pirate games from the past, great East Carolina football games from the 90s through the 2000s. And what we want to do is, while we're watching them and talking about the big plays of the games, the memorable moments, the players of the games, we want you to watch along with us. We're going to try to do games that are available on YouTube, and we'll have points of the game where we'll tell you, hey, go to the 14:22 mark of the first quarter, go to the 5 minutes and 20-second mark of the third quarter, and watch. You know, start here, watch with us. We want you to watch along while we're breaking down the action, talking about the action, bringing back great memories to you. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And we're also going to give fans, if you're listening right now, I'll give you my email address, davidrichmond@thesportsobjective.com. davidrichmond@thesportsobjective.com. You can go there and give us feedback on the show, but also give us your suggestions. Maybe you have a favorite game that you want to hear us do that. And, you know, there might be some games where it's going to be difficult to find video on. We're going to try to see how we can work around that as well. There's some games that I'm sure that we'll stumble across that we say, oh, yeah, we forgot about that one. We'll try to do our very best with that. But we're definitely going to start off with ones, right, Kyle, that we can get video of first to have watch-along party.
There's a lot of games on YouTube that we'll be able to do that with. And then I have several games in my personal library that if I take the time to do it, that I can upload to YouTube that'll give us even more content available to use for the watch party. But, yeah, there's probably going to be some games that people will suggest that there is no video on YouTube or that I have in my collection that we'll still talk about and break down. Maybe we should do a podcast or a couple podcasts of games specifically that we don't have video to and combine them into, you know, one show.
And there might be some, and you know something else? There might be some folks that have maybe VHS, DVD, maybe Laserdisc. I don't know. Maybe they have some versions of
beta.
Pirate games. Beta. They can have beta tapes maybe from way back in the day, early 80s there. But if you have some broadcasts that you have copies of and you could upload them to YouTube or you can give us copies or help us out on that, that would be awesome as well. This is we're doing it for the fans, for Pirate fans. We're part of Pirate Nation, and we're giving you a chance to relive some great memories. And, you know, there's a lot of people may say, why are you doing this? And I would say, first off, Kyle, we're doing this because we're getting ready for the 2018 season, And there's a lot of we're already chomping at the bit. It's May, and we still don't have Pirate football. So we have probably 100 days away or more left before Pirate football, and we're trying now to say, hey, we're going to go ahead and give you a chance to relive Pirate football, some great classic games and games that maybe we've even forgotten about that were great games over the last 30 years or more. And it's going to be fun to go back and relive. Are there some games that come to mind for you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, what you were talking about is May now. By the time we start doing this properly in June, you know, everybody's getting hungry for college football season to start. But, yeah, definitely there are games that immediately come to mind. You know, the 99 Miami game at NC State is the first one that, you know, just pops in my head because of the situation surrounding that game with Hurricane Floyd, and we couldn't play the game in Greenville, and it had to be moved to NC State, and the team was stuck in Columbia, South Carolina, and you get down big to number 9 Miami, and you come back in the second half and win it. I mean, it was made for a movie. You could hear the Rocky music in the background. I mean, that's the first one that comes to mind. 2007 against North Carolina in Greenville, where we won it on the last second field goal. Skip Holtz, you know, where he whispers in Ben Hartman's ear, tells him the joke, and then he goes out there and kicks the field goal for the win. What a great moment that was for me personally, being there at the stadium. It was just electric. 99 against NC State in Greenville, first time State came to Greenville. Some of the great games with Southern Miss. I mean, we could do several podcasts just on some of the great games with Southern Miss.
Oh,
the 95 Southern Miss game, the 2009 Southern Miss game for the East Division. There's so many great games in that series.
And there is, and that was we're going to have a show just on scheduling coming up this summer. We'll say that. We'll tease it a little bit. But that's a team that I will say that I won't back on the schedule. Kyle and I had talked. We might as well record every one of our phone conversations because I think we can make a podcast out of them.
If we record our phone conversations, we're going to have to make it an Unleashed podcast, David.
No, we don't need to do that. Yeah, well, it's a family-friendly show. We'll let other folks do that, especially the wrestling podcast that we listen to. But anyway, the purpose of this podcast is to get you fired up and ready for what we're going to do. I'm telling you, folks, it is going to be a lot of fun for the Sports Objective Watch Party. It's going to start out this summer in June, like Kyle said, next month. And you know what? We're going to see how it goes. If you are fired up about it, we get great response, maybe we take it through football season, or maybe we keep going. Who knows? But it's going to be the fans that drive the train, so to speak, when it comes to the Sports Objective Watch Party, is we want the party to get bigger and bigger. The more, the merrier. And, again, we give your input. We need your input on the games that you want to.
That's huge for this, I think, is listener playing along. I'm losing my train of thought here, David. What word am I looking for here? Help me out.
Appreciation, people that are appreciative of
participation, actually, is what I was looking for. We need listeners to play along with us, because if they aren't participating in this, if they're not giving us suggestions, if they're not watching along and listening along, then it's just me and you watching games and talking about it. And what's the point of that? So, yeah, we need listeners to participate with us with this. That's key. We need your suggestions of what games you want us to do. Absolutely.
And you never know when in different wrinkles and different things that we add to the experience. We'll just put it that way right now. And another thing that I want to mention, too, we're going to talk about is another huge thing that we're going to do July 21st. This is something that Kyle and I have been talking about for a number of months now, and we actually are going to we pulled it off July 21st, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we can go ahead and make an announcement of the venue. I wanted to wait until we had a venue to do it. We're going to do a live podcasting event. Some people are calling it a nostalgia party, a Pirate football nostalgia party, but we're going to have an actual live podcasting event. You come to a venue. It's going to be at Professor O'Cool's in Greenville on Greenville Boulevard. You come there. It's in the Big Lot Shopping Center. You can come there 7 to 9. And Linus Martinez, we want to thank him and all the great staff there. They agreed to have myself and Kyle and whomever else. If you're part of Pirate Nation, you're welcome. Invite everybody to come if you're a Pirate fan. And you're an alum, maybe you are a huge Pirate fan, you're We're going to have football players. We're going to have we can see about coaches, different people to come that night. Maybe they can't come. They can actually. We're going to have people call in live that night. It's a very special event. I want to get your thoughts, Kyle. What do you think?
It's going to be a huge night. Lots of people from the past. Lots of former players. Hopefully, we'll get some former coaches, if not in person, like you said, by phone. That's what it's going to be about. It's going to be about East Carolina football's history, you know, the nostalgia party, like you said. It's going to be about reliving the glory days of the 90s, the Skip Holtz days, the Ruffin McNeil days, even back to the Pat Dye and Ed Emery days. We want to revisit and relive the great moments in Pirate football history and show some appreciation to these former Pirate players who went out there and busted their tails for you and me and for their university every Saturday, and it's for them. It's to me, this nostalgia party, the fans will enjoy it, but to me, this is for the players and the coaches. To me, it's about honoring them and showing them our appreciation.
We know that the great thing about it is, the way I see it, is we're taking it, Kyle and I are taking it upon ourselves, including other folks who are helping us on this, and we'll introduce them as time goes on, but we're taking it upon ourselves because we believe that East Carolina University has some of the best football players ever in college football, and we can stand by that by the number of pros that we've had even in the last few years, plus across the board over the last 30 years. Look how many great East Carolina players we've had. And you know what? If they put on that uniform, whether they're starter, not starter, wherever they played, whatever era they played, they're welcome, and we want the Pirate Nation to come out and support these old players, and if we can get coaches, but we need it. If you're a player, maybe you know a player, reach out to them, let them know about it. If you're part of Pirate Nation in any way, if you bleed purple and gold, we want you there. Again, it's going to be July the 21st. It's a Saturday night, 7 to 9. It's going to be outstanding, and it's a perfect time because it actually is about, 5 weeks before kickoff for the first game, North Carolina A&T. We need the Pirate fans, Pirate Nation, to come out there and to have a good time. And again, we're honoring the football players, the coaches, the people and the personnel, the people behind the scenes back in the day who made this program so great. And you know what? We're going to continue to be great. And we've had some down years, but you know what? It's going to go up, and for sure. And this is a way that we can honor the players of yesteryear. And you know what? There's a lot of players today that can learn from those players from yesteryear, right? Right, Kyle?
Absolutely. You said it. Yeah, there's a lot. The guys that we're going to have come to this podcast, you know, that we got a couple of guys already confirmed. I don't think we want to say their names just yet. But a couple of the guys we have, they emphasize everything a Pirate is. That's the kind of guys that we need. And I'm not talking and putting down any of our current players. They're Pirates. They're wearing the uniform. They're Pirates. But that grit, that determination, that having, you know, people talked about a chip on a shoulder. Nobody had to tell these guys to have a chip on their shoulder. It didn't have to be talked about. When they walked out there on that field, they played every damn down with a chip on their shoulder. And that's what we're talking about when we say some of our current players need to learn something from these guys. It's not a dig at our current players. It's just talking about the culture of the past that we need to get back at East Carolina.
And, you know, the football team is definitely the straw that stirs the drink. We talk about that. All the problems that you hear about in the past and the last few years and all that, the bottom line is the football team has to win, period. There is no ifs, ands, buts, excuses. It's about wins and losses. And I tell you what, I'm getting fired up because of knowing what's going on behind the scenes. And I mean that with just talking about what we're doing and what we've got planned. I'm telling you folks, you've got to come out July the 21st, 7 to 9. You'll hear us talk about it. You'll hear a lot of people talk about it. There's, I'm sure, a lot of former players that'll be there that night. If you're a Pirate fan, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. We're not hyping it. It's seriously already growing as we're speaking right now. We're working behind the scenes really hard, and I want everybody to have a chance to come out that night. It's going to be tremendous. I tell you what, Kyle, you and I have been Pirate fans for a long, long time, and you and I are just like saying, naming players. It's almost like a game, a board game. You're saying, I know this player, I remember this player. And then all of a sudden people say, well, don't you remember this player? And next thing you know, we have a very special podcast that we're going to have again coming up July 21st. It's huge because it's going to be our very first live event, podcast event, where we get a chance to meet maybe also people that listen to the podcast. If you're a big fan of Kyle from LaGrange, then you can come out and meet Kyle as well. I'm sure you'll take pictures with folks. Will you do give autographs or do you not do autographs?
Yeah, no, well, maybe, you know, maybe autograph $5 a picture, $2 an autograph. You know, it'll be a big condo. I don't think anybody's going to want my autograph or my picture. I don't want to be responsible for any broken iPhones, so you got to be really careful with the pictures. But yeah, if anybody wants to meet Kyle from LaGrange, this is your opportunity. That's how we're going to get people to show up, David. Tell them they can meet Kyle from LaGrange. They're going to be coming in droves. There are going to be some people that are going to be there that want to kick my butt. So you talk about fans. There's just as many people that don't like me, I think, from some of my antics over the years on Pirate Radio. Cecil Staten, maybe he'll show up. Maybe he'll want to meet Kyle from LaGrange. You think Cecil's listening right now to the podcast?
I think he is. He has people listening and reports back to him at least at the very least. So
Cecil, are you listening?
Yeah, you're listening. That's one of the Kyle from LaGrange greatest hits. I'll tell you what, folks. The WWE, if you're listening right now, folks on the WWE, then you need to get this guy up there to help write promos for the current wrestlers, because he cuts promos and you don't even know he's cutting a promo. He gets so fired up. But you know what? That's what's great about this program is the pride, the passion that people have for this football program. And so that's why we're doing what we're doing. I want to make it very clear to everybody listening right now, for people that don't know, there's no access to grind with us. I'm very happy. I have a beautiful wife, 3 great kids. My career is going very well. I'm living literally not only the dream for being in radio, but also I've always wanted to do a sports show, and it took 38 years, but they're better late than never. And things are going so well with it that I couldn't be happier. And whenever we have a chance to cover my alma mater, being East Carolina, then of course we're going to do it. And we're going to do different things and things that are – if you know that Kyle from LaGrange is out of the box and different, then it's going to be things that are out of the box and stuff that's never been done before. So I can say that. There's other stuff we're planning and doing. We're going to have a great 2018 and beyond. I can promise you that. And I know there's a lot of stuff that we could talk about. We're not, because it's like the research and development, right, Kyle?
Maybe we should start our own little slogan here, because let's be honest, Pirate football has been not very fun the last few years. And I'll be honest again, it's probably not going to be very fun this coming year. So what me and David are going to do with the Sports Objective podcast is we're going to make Pirate football fun again. We're going to make Pirate football fun again. Like Donald Trump claimed he was going to make America great again, we're going to make Pirate football fun again. Whether we're winning or losing, that's going to be the goal of this podcast and some of the things we have coming up. We're going to have a lot of fun.
We definitely are. I tell you what, I'm just really proud of my alma mater. And I'll go ahead and say this publicly. I told the story about 2 weeks ago. This is a God's honest truth. I don't know if I ever told you, Cal, off the air. But literally the day that I got accepted to East Carolina University, I remember it very well. Had tears in my eyes. And you say, why did you have tears in your eyes? I'll tell you why. There's no way in the world that I ever should have been accepted to East Carolina, but they took a chance on me. And people say all the time, why do you always wear your Pirate stuff? Why do you always wear the ECU stuff, the East Carolina? Why do you always talk about East Carolina? I'll tell you why I'm passionate. I'll tell you why that I speak my mind, and you hear a lot about East Carolina from me. It's because they took a chance on me. And so I sort of am the, I would say, epitome of the underdog. And that's why I'm proud to be a Pirate. I think that our mascot is perfect for our geographic purposes, history of the region, plus being, if you think about what a Pirate is, it's not part of the mainstream. It's not something that is like go along, get along. We actually are underdogs. We're always going to be that way. And there's something to be said about that. And so when you have guys like Kyle from LaGrange and there's so many great Pirates. We have 128,000 living alums, and not to mention all the great Pirate fans out there, period. Millions of people that are Pirate fans. I can't even go out of the country, Kyle. I'm going out of the country again in August, and there's going to be people that will see my shirts and say, "Go Pirates." So no matter where you go, you're a Pirate fan, you're listening.
I've often heard, actually, I think maybe it was Coach Logan that used to say this, that sometimes he got more respect out of the state than he did in the state when he would go somewhere. You know, it's kind of funny you say that. I can remember being just not too far away. I remember being in Baltimore a couple of years ago, and it was during the 2012 football season, and things were going pretty good. And I was wearing East Carolina apparel everywhere I went, and everywhere I went, it never failed. Somebody stopped me. I went to, I'm a Pirate. I went to East Carolina, or I'm from the Greenville area. I remember as soon as we got to Baltimore, the hotel we checked in, I went to the bar at the restaurant, to the bar and restaurant there at the hotel to grab some lunch, some drink, and the waiter came up to me and said, "Hey, I grew up in Aiton." East Carolina stuff. I mean, it's Pirates are everywhere. People from the East are everywhere. And you should always be proud to be a Pirate. Wear your East Carolina stuff, no matter where you go. People are – it's funny you talk about being out of the country. People – it's funny when you're outside of the East and you see another Pirate, it's like, you feel a kinship instantly. You know, when you're in Greenville or another part of Eastern North Carolina, you see people with East Carolina apparel all the time. And I guess you kind of just – you become numb to it. But it's funny when you're outside of the area and you see another Pirate, it's almost like it's family.
It is, and I can honestly say that your actual regular job, you work on T-shirts, and so your company that you work for, and I will just give a hint too that we're working on T-shirts. We'll have stuff that we're working on. I can give that little bit of tease because that's going to definitely happen.
Yeah, I'll plug them while I'm here. If you need any screen printing, direct to garment printing, any embroidery done, LIB Graphic Solutions in Kinston, North Carolina, we want your business. Give us a call. I don't have the number on me right now. Google it. LIB Graphic Solutions. We do a great job and a good shirts. If you need any shirts, any embroidery, screen printing, or direct to garment work done, we will hook you up.
And I'm sure you'll autograph the shirt, right?
Absolutely. If you want it autographed, I'll autograph it.
All right. And
it'll
also
decrease the value significantly.
As Coach Logan used to say, you guys are shameless. So Kyle doing a shameless plug there, but it's quite all right because we're definitely going to do some future business with that company and appreciate them very much for the great work they do. I tell you what, Kyle, I'm just fired up. I'm excited about that. When you think about all the great classic games, we're going to talk a few minutes about just reminisce a little bit, and then we're going to talk about the definitely some big issues. And also, we have a story we're working on. We'll get to that later in the show. You've got to listen to this whole podcast. I'm telling you, you may not think it's worth it right now, but it's going to be worth it towards the end. We'll let you know what we're working on. Anyway, first things first, let's talk about the classic games. You know, I was thinking about everybody talks about the Peach Bowl, and that was a huge event. That was a big event, and we're going to do that. Of course, we're going to do that game. We would be crazy and fools not to do it. But having said that, there's a lot of other games that we don't want to miss out on, and there's games we've probably, believe it or not, forgotten about that are great games. And one of the games I want to mention before I forget, because there's a lot of other classic ones, as Colin had alluded to, as well at the beginning, but there's one game that is truly one of the games that will give you an example of what I'm talking about is the very first, I'm sure it was the very first game of the 97 season. We played Wake Forest. Do you remember that game?
It was the second game of the season, home game.
The first home game, that's right, the first home game. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, we had opened up, I'm trying to remember if we opened up at West Virginia or Virginia Tech. We opened up at West Virginia. And lost, and then the second game of the year was Wake Forest. Yeah, I remember that game very well. It was the second time ever an ACC team had came to Dowdy Ficklin. Wake Forest both times. The other time was when we opened Ficklin Stadium in the '60s, and it was Wake Forest
63. We opened up
with Wake Forest.
We actually beat Wake Forest. That was the very first game in Ficklin Stadium at the time. And by the way, I double checked on this. Guess how many seats we had when we opened up Dowdy Ficklin, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know?
I don't know. I'll guess 12,000.
You're close. 10,000, Kyle. 10,000. And now we have 50, soon to be 51 by next season in 2019. Think about where the program has gone and come over the last 55 years and 55 seasons, something like that. And you have a situation now where you look at that game in 97. That game was huge. That game was a really big game because that was going to be the very first year we were in Conference USA. A lot of buzz about we had gone from 1979, I think, 1979 to 1997, if my math is right. So it's the late 70s, like 18 seasons, a lot as an independent. And we're getting ready to join in football-only Conference USA. The rest of sports were still in the Colonial Athletic Association at the time. But that was a huge game, and I'll never forget the pride I had being a Pirate fan. And I was covering the games back at the flagship station back in the day on 94.3 and 98.3 with Henry Hinton. And I remember very well that – I'll tell you why that game is significant for me too, Kyle. The very first game that I ever covered for Henry for the post-game show where I had to take a huge – and Henry would laugh, and we talked about – I talked to Henry about this recently when we did the podcast. I think it was the fifth episode. You can listen to that. But anyway, the very first time I covered the post-game and I got all the interviews and the press conference, stuff like that, and then I had to run the cassette tape, the Marantz player, if you will. I ran it all the way back up to the press box, the double wide in the sky, and we had the Piggly Wiggly post-game scoreboard. Do you remember that, Kyle?
I remember it well, huh?
And Henry, of course, took callers, and it was a post-game show. And they took the callers after the, of course, Jeff Charles and Carl Esther Crumpler back at that time were doing the, and Marty Fuhrer as well, were doing the games. And they had their post-game show, and then we came on right after that. But that was the very first game. I literally still get antsy now because early in the fourth quarter of games is when I had to run and get the Marantz and then go to the Ward Sports building and to the locker rooms and to the area where we were able to get players, and we got a chance to get some comments from them, and then run that back. But it was a very special game, and it definitely gives me a lot of adrenaline just thinking about all that that I had to do for the games. It's not about me. It's just that was a that's a point to make about what we're doing is that it brings back memories.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
I hadn't even thought about that until you and I talked about that last week, getting ready for this podcast. About
that's one of those games that's one of those games that a lot of people probably have forgotten. But you know, the '97 season, we were 5-6 football team, but that was a big game. Having Wake in here as an ACC opponent was a big deal at the time, and you know, the stadium was packed, and it was if it wasn't a sellout, it was pretty near it, and we got down big in that game. What was it? Was it 21-0 at one point? And
something like that. Yeah, we were down. I know we were down big early on in the first half, right?
Yeah, we were, and we had cut it to maybe a touchdown right before halftime, and then we came out in the second half and won the game in a really close ball game. I think we won about 2 points. It was like that. I don't remember the exact score. I want to say 29-27, which is kind of an odd football score, but that's what comes to mind. It was a great game. It's just one of those games that sticks out in my mind. And by the way, listeners out there, that is a game that is not on YouTube, and I do not own a copy of it. I've been looking for a copy of that game on VHS, or I guess now it would probably be transferred over to DVD, for years. So if anybody out there has a copy of that East Carolina Wake Forest game from 97, email David, the Sports Objective email. What is that email, David?
DavidRichmond@thesportsobjective.com.
Yeah, or if you're on Hoist the Colors, just message me, bleeds_purple. That's a game that I would love to have for my own personal collection, and would love to have it to be able to do it for the watch-along party.
And by the way, if you're wondering, as far as the – I'm looking up that score, but apparently the Wake Forest has the a 5-game winning streak against us in between 2001 and 2005.
Yeah, you know what that means right there. Between 2001 and 2005, you had Logan's last 2 years. You had Skip Holt's first year, and what you have right there in the middle was John Thompson. And who did Wake Forest have during that time? Jim Grobe.
Yeah, I was very
that was their glory days, their Orange Bowl year, and all that stuff. So it was just bad timing. We get them on the back. We got them back on the schedule. We play them in a few years, so let's see if we can get a little revenge on them.
Yeah, and they were, by the way, I'm really happy to have them back for Demon Deacon fans or people that know Demon Deacon fans. I really love I love Wake Forest. And one of the episodes we're going to have coming up this summer, by the way, is we mentioned that earlier. We're going to have a podcast, nothing but scheduling for future schedules. Kyle and I are going to talk about future non-conference. Obviously, we know the opponents for the conference games. A lot of times, but anyway, the by the way, this is interesting. Wake Forest holds a 6-2 edge in the all-time series with ECU. So the two times we beat them was 1963 and 1997. The very first two out of three meetings we beat them, but we had that tough streak that Kyle just talked about. But we're going to have a home-and-home series with them in 2027. And 2028. In fact, they come to us first. The Demon Deacons do. Wake Forest come. It's actually September 11th, 2027, and then we go to BB&T Field on September 23rd, 2028. So
good job, Jeff Comfort.
Yes, yes. I tell you, scheduling. We'll talk about this real quick. Scheduling and Jeff Comfort. I thought he did a great job with that, and so I can.
Yeah, he did an okay job.
I think he did a good job. I think that there's some other – I think that –
he did a decent job.
you won't give him – anyway, that's one of the shows we're going to have this summer for sure that we're going to be talking about is scheduling. And one of the – and also the 2018 schedule. We're going to break down game by game. And Kyle and I are going to do more than tell you who we're going to – you know, who's going to win, who's going to lose. We're going to give you – a breakdown, because we could do a show in probably 10 minutes if we just said, who do you think is going to win? Right, Kyle? I mean, we could do that. But
yeah.
We're going to do an analysis of what we think based on studying each team. Kyle is very, very good at that. I do a little bit, but I can give kudos to my partner here. He does a fantastic job of knowing college football and the conferences. And we need to mention we're going to have a college football preview. And sometime in August, we'll do a live podcast. That won't be a podcast event, but it will be a podcast when we'll do a podcast live. And we'll do one where even if we get a chance to, maybe we can have some people call in live. But it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to do that in August.
Break down the whole national college football scene. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So we're giving you we've got a lot of stuff planned for sure. And that's why we want to do this podcast, to give you an idea of where this podcast is going. And, of course, we have a lot of great guests along the way that we're working on, some big-time people. So that's very cool. Appreciate the feedback for the podcast. I even had a lady that I know personally, and I was dropping my kids off at preschool, and she came up to me and she said, "Hey, my son-in-law listens to your podcast." And I was like, "Really?" She said, "Yeah, he talked about how much he loved it." And she told him that she knew me personally, and I was just really shocked. So I appreciate that. And there's other people that are reaching out to me on Facebook and Twitter, and I just want to thank them very, very much. And again, we'll give the email address again for any reason you want to reach out to us, davidrichmond@thesportsobjective.com, and we'll try to see if we can get one for – where you can email Kyle. So all the hate mail, if you want Kyle, we'll work on it. Where Kyle from LaGrange, if you don't like what he's saying, you can email him, and we'll get him a email address here pretty soon as well.
I'm sure I'll get some, particularly when the football season starts. The hate mail will come rolling in. Hey, what's your Twitter again? What's the Sports OBJ? How do they get you on Twitter?
Yes, they can follow me on Twitter. It's at the sports and the capital letters for OBJ.
Yeah, and if you want to get up with us there and make some, you know, suggestions for the podcast, maybe some players you'd like for us to possibly have the live nostalgia show in July, you tweet it there. Let David know who you'd like to see at the nostalgia event, and we'll try our best. Can't make any guarantees, but we'll try our best to get it lined up.
And not only that, but maybe there's players that are listening right now. We have people that know players. We have people, players are listening, that are discovering the podcast. If you just show up, that would be great surprises to have people show up. If you're a former player or you're a Pirate fan, it does not matter. Just show up, and let's have – it'll be a good problem to have for –
That's right.
Right now we're planning a two-hour podcast, but who knows? It might be
a special announcement. If you show up to Professor O'Cool's that night, David's going to buy your dinner.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not true, guys.
Linus, can I do the dishes? No, that's not – that I can't – I can promise a lot of things that I can't promise because – that would be a problem that my wife would kill me because it'd probably be several hundred people show up and we'd never be able to pay that. It would take years to pay that that tab off.
Could you imagine having to pay dinner for like 100 to 200 people that just showed up and just ran up a bar tab, ordered appetizers, ordered dessert? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it. I was actually having a really fun time doing this podcast, and now Kyle has given me some heartburn. But anyway, I was just taking some ibuprofen there because I'm getting a headache. No, listeners,
that was a joke. David is not paying for your meal, okay? Joke. All right.
Okay, I feel
better. Maybe we'll have some door prizes. Maybe we'll give away.
Yeah,
we do have.
Yeah, let me say that very clear. We do have door prizes, and if you have some suggestions about door prizes when it comes to ECU stuff, we'll try to do that as well. We're working on that. So there's a lot of stuff that a lot of moving parts. And that's why we felt like we should stop doing what we're doing and say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we're up to. We've got a lot of great stuff ahead. And why not? Why not do a whole podcast on that and some things we're thinking about? You know, one of the things I saw, by the way, today is we're doing this on May 4th. So if you're a Star Wars fan, May the 4th be with you. And I just want to say, too, that I was thinking about this. I got two analogies for you, Kyle, and on purpose, I didn't tell you.
All right.
Because we don't script out our stuff. We talk about – we do our research on stuff, but we don't – he and I guess it's obvious that we don't script out.
Yeah, David, I'm about to say that you don't have to tell them we don't script. I think they can listen and figure that out.
Well, I think that it makes it better. Kyle and I are having a conversation, and that's what it should be. It should not be about – where you've got it so scripted that everybody can tell. They can also tell when it's scripted. So,
Very smart.
We have the smartest listeners out there because they're listening to the podcast and they're great Pirate fans and sports fans of the like. But yeah, we have a lot of great things. And the nostalgia party is going to be tremendous. We've got so many people. They're giving us positive feedback. And I've even heard one person, and there's people in the ECU administration who told me, tremendous idea. I don't want to say who it is, but they think that what we're doing.
Shelly Benninger.
No, I haven't reached out to Shelly. I will say that publicly. But you know what, Shelly, you can come. You know what, I'll reach out to her now. She can come to the podcast and hang out with Kyle. That'll be a great night.
Shelly, come on to the podcast. We'll have a couple drinks together.
Yeah, she's great. She's a pirate. I'm telling you, we're gonna have fun. And you know what? I have a list of some games that, by the way, I wanted to tell you this, Kyle. I already had some lists, and there's more of a list that I'm going to make. But, of course, we talked about the 99. Let's go ahead and break the news. The very first Sports Objective watch party we're going to do is the 1999 ECU versus Miami and Raleigh. I call it the Floyd Bowl. It was definitely – there was a lot of drama and story behind that. That's why we're starting out with that one. It was much more – than a football game, for sure, that one. The Peach Bowl, we talked about that. Both of the Conference USA championships under Skip Holtz, the one at Tulsa in 2008 and the one at home we hosted against Houston. The 2013 at UNC, 2014 UNC versus ECU, and, of course, you mentioned earlier the 2007 UNC win when Ben Hartman kicks the field goal. 2008, how about ECU? T.J. Lee blocks that punt against Virginia Tech, a little taste of their own medicine at Charlotte. 96, the ECU going down to the Orange Bowl. We talked to Arnie Spanier earlier in the year. He predicted that 31-6. He didn't predict that. Marcus Crandall and company goes down to Miami. Huge win there. How about the 95 Liberty Bowl, ECU versus Stanford? We talked about the 97 Wake Forest game, the first time that an ACC school had come to East Carolina since 1963 when Wake Forest opened up. And then 1996, how about the ECU, NC State, and of course 99, as you mentioned. There's so many classic games we could talk about, but those are ones.
2010, NC State comes to Greenville with one of their best teams in a long time, and we beat them in overtime. What a great moment that was for Ruffin McNeil.
With Russell Wilson as a, you know,
that's right.
What a great one there.
Russell threw several interceptions in that game. One of the worst games he had in his career. Great day for the Pirates, though.
Yes, it was. In fact, we have, just so we mentioned, and for the state fans listening, we've won three straight. So,
that's right.
And we won three straight against the Wolfpack. But, you know, I'm hoping that we can get, we're talking about scheduling. We were talking about it's going to be one of our great podcasts we're going to do this summer. And I'm hoping for future schedules, we're going to do a podcast. So if you have any ideas of teams you want to do that, you can email us again, davidrichmond@thesportsobjective.com or on Twitter @thesportsobj. You can reach out to us and we definitely will do that. Or you can just come to the nostalgia party. You can tell us, you know, we really need to be playing this team. And so we can talk about that, but the schedule, we talked about the watch party. We talked about the nostalgia party, the scheduling. I'll tell you another thing that is on my mind right now that I want to talk about, and that is the facilities. I saw today, I didn't know this, so for Pirate fans that already knew this, and maybe they mentioned it on Boneyard Banner, Hoist the Colors. I want to give a shout-out again to our good friend, Stephen Igo, who's tremendous. Hoist the Colors is awesome. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Hoist the Colors ECU. And sign up today if you're a Pirate fan. You'll love it. Anyway.
I'm going to throw something else in there. Not only when you sign up for Hoist the Colors do you get access to Hoist the Color content, you get access to all the other universities that are part of the 24/7 network. So when you sign up for Hoist the Colors, it gives you access to other message boards and other teams, which can be a lot of fun, particularly when we're winning. It's great, Igo does a great job running the site. There's a lot of great Pirates on the site. It's good for just talking football, talking basketball and baseball, and it's good for information.
It really is. And you know, you can find out a lot about these topics we're talking about. They're talked about maybe all the time on Hoist the Colors. And you know what, we mentioned about future scheduling. Another thing we told you about earlier in the show is we're going to break down the whole 2018 football schedule game by game, and we're going to give you our analysis, and it's going to take a whole show to do it, so a whole podcast to do it. We're going to do that. We're going to do one on fundraising, maybe some fundraising ideas. We have Kyle, and I know there's a lot of people on Hoist and people we know that have fundraising ideas. Maybe they're out of the box. They are legal, by the way. So ideas we have there, we're going to talk about that. One of the ideas, things that's on my mind is facilities. I saw an article about, I stumbled across it from USF. They're building a practice facility, indoor practice facility. Of course, we have the Southside Project going on. I think the next thing, line of step, I think we would all agree, Pirate fans, speak for the Pirate fans when say the indoor practice facility has to be the next step, next logical step after the Southside Project. What do you think, Kyle?
Absolutely, and Dave Hart has even said so. He spoke about that on an interview I heard with him on 94.3. He talked about how we have to have a football, an indoor football practice facility. It's long overdue at East Carolina. When UAB has one and East Carolina doesn't, something's wrong there. We got to have an indoor practice facility. We're getting too far behind in the times. The press box needed to be done, but quite frankly, the players don't care about the press box. What the players, you know, and I think maybe a players' lounge is part of the Southside expansion. If that's great, they'll enjoy that. That'll help with recruiting. But an indoor practice facility, it'll not only help with recruiting, it's going to help with what it's intended for practice on rainy days. And, you know, I hear some people say, well, they play football games in the rain. Well, that's true, and there is an element to that where you do want to practice in the elements a little bit and go practice in the rain. But sometimes you can't practice as well as you want when you're trying to teach something. You know, there's actual practicing, you know, for the game, but then you have teaching moments where you're trying to install game plans, and you can concentrate a lot better when rain's not pounding in your face.
Right, and not only that, but you also can practice some in the rain and then come in and practice a little bit in the indoor, and you can actually go outside and practice if you had to. In other words, just because you have the indoor practice facility doesn't mean you would never practice outside again. Plus, you have, speaking of fundraising, you can have fundraising events. You can have other, in addition to football, you can have other sports that can use that facility. It's not just football only. Of course, football would take priority, but they can also have different events there. And the one for USF was about $40 million. I don't know how much the one for UAB, but I tell you what, if people see tangible results, they see the Southside Project, they see the different things, the buildings. Terry Holland did a great job with getting facilities up to par. I think we need to go beyond that now and take the baton for him and keep going, because if you say, hey, and it's a pride thing. You see the Southside Project going. If you see an indoor practice facility, if you see improvements to Menjis, I know a lot of people with Williams Arena, that's another thing that I hear a lot on Hoist the Colors. Got to give a shout-out once again to Steve and Igo, because a lot of people are mentioning those things. So when you the people on the street are saying that they want that, let's find a way. Let's see how much it costs. And Pirate fans are so great. If you say, hey, this costs $55 million, this costs $40 million, $20 million, or whatever, then – they will do it. I want to get your thoughts. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Kyle. What do you think about one of the buzz that I'm seeing people are talking about and even on the message boards is a training table? Coach Dooley this week at the Pirate Armada and out on the Outer Banks is talking about it. They talked about it at Richmond as well with Scotty Montgomery and with both coaches for football and basketball are talking about a training table. What do you think about a training table?
When people say training table, I'm always curious exactly what they mean. When they say training table, what exactly does the term training table entail, David?
Well, training table for me back in the day meant about like you're getting the figure eight and you're getting your ankles taped. A training table. That's not what they're. What it comes down to is,
it's food, right? You're talking about eating. That's okay. I don't understand why it's called a training table. It's a stupid term. I know you didn't make it up. I'm just speaking in general. You're talking about having lots of things to eat and stuff for the players, snacks
right.
and meals. Yeah, that's something. We're a big-time college football and basketball program. It should be a given. It should
yeah.
be a given. This is stupid that it even has to be discussed. Yes, we should have that for our players. We're playing in the American Athletic Conference. The freaking Big East is what it used to be. We're a major Division I football and basketball program. Yes, we should have a proper training table for our football and basketball players. It is not an excuse for losses, though, Scotty Montgomery. But, yes, goes without saying, we should have a proper, adequate training table for our players. It is an embarrassment that we don't.
And we can simply do that by simply one of the shows we're going to work on between me and Kyle, and I put him on the spot tonight about it earlier, is I want to mention this too, is we're going to take it upon ourselves on the Sports Objective Podcast. We're going to come up with a master plan. And I'm hearing that the rumor I heard is there's going to be a master plan by the university, the athletics program sometime this summer. Well, we're going to put one out for ourselves. So if you have any ideas, David Richmond@thesportsobjective.com. You can follow me on Twitter and follow the show on Twitter @thesports OBJ, or even my personal is @RichmondDavid. However you want to reach me, you can reach us, and let's come up with a master plan, because there's so many Pirate fans on the radio and television media, and now with a podcast, a lot of us are saying we want a master plan. What that means is you say, okay, we have the Southside Project, we have the indoor practice facility, and whatever it entails for a training table, which is actually – you know, there was a person on Hoist today that I read that said with the great dining halls we have on College Hill where the athletes have a certain time when they can come and get food before even our the regular students come. So there's all kinds of ways to feed the athletes and make sure that they're getting the proper nutrition that they need.
Look, here's what you do. You set up a dining area that is just for athletes. And it's stocked, and it's there for the football team, basketball team, baseball team, volleyball team, soccer team. And that's who gets to use it.
What about the lacrosse team?
They can even use it. Yeah, they can use it, you know, as long as they're here. That's what you do. Quit this small-time crap. I mean, if we're going to be big-time, let's be big-time. Hell, you know, you're talking about, you know, giving them access to the dining halls first. Well, why don't we just give them Golden Corral gift cards? I mean, let's do it the right way. Let's be big time with it. And yeah, you sometimes, you know, and put your money where your mouth is, I guess, so to speak. But that's what we got to do. You know, it's to me, we're having to discuss this. It's silly, and to me, it makes us look really bad to recruits when this is having to be discussed by our coaches. And I don't want to use this as an excuse, again, Scotty Montgomery. The training table, you know, it's embarrassing to me that we're having to talk about this. That's my thoughts on it.
But that's more reason. That's why I brought it up to Kyle beforehand, that we need a master plan so that those kind of things, including I mentioned to folks in ECU, we've got to have a rainy day fund. We don't need to have this budget. This budget shortage is for the birds. It should have never happened. And the way it doesn't happen is that you have money set aside so that if you have situations that happen, like when we left Conference USA and when we entered the American, we had to pay an exit fee and we had to pay an entry fee. And there's going to be times when, that's why it's called a rainy day fund, when we have losing seasons and people don't come to football games and they don't buy merchandise, et cetera, et cetera. So you can set aside money. And maybe they're doing that now. Just tell us you're doing that now. Maybe they already have one. I don't know. But there are Pirate fans like myself right now that will give money to help pay for that shortage of whatever, $3 million, whatever it is right now.
The biggest thing we need to do, David, is the Pirate Club needs to grow. And that's how you're going to get more money. We need more members in the Pirate Club, and the Pirate Club needs to do a better job of recruiting new members. And like you said, make it tangible. There needs to be – people need to see what their money's going towards.
Right.
Funding scholarships is fine, but it's like you said, we need to see it's going towards an indoor practice facility. And you know, even as a reward for being a Pirate Club member, you know, the Armadas, that's not my thing. I'm not interested in going to some event with a bunch of people that, you know, eating some catered meal with rubber chicken or whatever and hearing coaches speak, and then they go do it in Richmond, and then they go do it in Raleigh, and then they go do it in the Outer Banks. We need something else that appeals to different people in terms of gatherings for the Pirate Club. Something that appeals, you know, not everybody is interested in that. There needs to be other things for Pirate Club members to gather and enjoy. And we need to appeal to everybody. Every former player, there should be a Pirate Club chapter for former football players. There should be a football players chapter where they have their own chapter of the Pirate Club. And you know, we need to reach out to former athletes. What are we doing? Think about what we have. What is East Carolina as a university really known for? We're known for graduating a lot of teachers and a lot of nurses, and we have a lot of beautiful women. What are we doing to reach out to our female alumni in the Pirate Club? What are we doing to appeal to them and get them to join? You know, I don't know. Maybe they are. I'm not a female. I don't know. Maybe they are reaching out to them, but what are we doing to appeal to that demographic?
Right.
That's something that needs to be addressed. I mean, you got a whole bunch of alumni that are female that, you know, you got to reach out to them specifically. They're not going to, they're probably, you know, let's be honest, there are a lot of women that love football, but primarily it's in basketball and baseball, but primarily it's a male thing. So you got to find a way, though, to reach out to those women that are East Carolina graduates to get them involved in the Pirate Club.
Yeah, there's a lot of different and you know, there's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of great people that are having great ideas that I'm hearing from, talking to, seeing on message boards like Voice of Colors, different things, talking to you. Different people that I've met over the years have great ideas. Some of the ideas I'm sure are great, some maybe not great, some may be legal, some maybe not legal, but we need to come up with ways that we can raise money. You know, the great thing about East Carolina is there's a lot of good people. All you have to do is say, look, sometimes it's not easy because people don't have the money, but if there's any way that they can give money to a fund, you know, for example, one of the ideas I have is let's have a coaches fund where we can afford, if we want to have a big time football coach or whomever, basketball coach or baseball coach or whoever, I'm just throwing those out of there, then we should have a fund to help pay for those coaches and the assistants. I know Central Florida does it. We could do it. And we're in the American Athletic Conference, and we're big time. And you said that earlier. You know how I feel about it. We're a big time university. And get this, folks. We have 16 universities in the North Carolina system and the UNC system. And guess where we rank now? Number two, North Carolina State, East Carolina, UNC is third over the last couple of years. I was told that we're going to add a few more thousand in the next few years, so we're going to be up to like 33,000 in the next two or three years. We're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, which means we have more alums potentially. We have more people, fans. We need to be reaching out to people that I know that are moving into Greenville. You were talking about Pirate Club. There's a lot of people that are not from Greenville that are from all over this country that get jobs at maybe at Vidant Medical Center, maybe at the university even, and that we should be reaching out to them. So there's so many ways. I want to give a shout-out to Philip Wood, Austin Collier, Kyle Berber. There's a lot of great people at the Pirate Club, so that I know personally, and I just want to give them a shout out because they're doing a good job. But let's team up with them, call the Pirate Club, give them a call, and even if you can only make a $100 donation, folks, that's like paying for Netflix. There's plenty of people that have Netflix. If you have Netflix listening right now, you can join the Pirate Club.
Yeah, and by the way, that's something they need to push more, and I mentioned this to the Pirate Club. Guys, you can make your donations monthly. Now, I'm sure most people that listen to this podcast are Pirate Club members. But
yes,
maybe you're not. You can make your donation monthly. Even if you want to join at the minimal level of $100, you can make that a monthly payment. I mean, and that's like a Netflix subscription. I mean, there are several ways you can do this thing. It doesn't have to be paid all at once. You know, maybe you want to give $1,000. You can
right.
do it. You can do it monthly. You can do it over 12 months. Make your donation in January. Do it over 12 months. You know, the $1,000 divided by 12 is, well, it's less than $100 a month. So, I mean, it's lots of ways to do this, and that's something that people need to realize. That donation does not have to be made all at once. And that's something I actually think the Pirate Club needs to push more, is that donation can be paid monthly.
Yeah, I was happy when Philip Wood came last July of 2017, and he brought that up. The biggest growth for the Pirate Club is the $100 to $500 range. The people that take showers after work, we're coming after you. That's the people we're going to come after. And, of course, we'll take any of the donations, but I think it's very important for the people listening. There are a lot of people that think, I know, Kyle, I just don't have the money. God, I'd love to give to my school. I'd love to give to the university I love so much. And you can do it. This is not an infomercial for the Pirate Club. I know at some point we'll have them on. And I tell you what, we'll give them the whole podcast. I'm going to give them the whole podcast.
Yeah. Well, look, here's the bottom line, David. If you're an alumni of East Carolina and you can't afford to give $100 a year, then something's very, very wrong in your life. I mean, I'm telling you, there is no excuse for you not to be a Pirate Club member if you love East Carolina athletics.
I'll give you another example right now. And speaking of the female demographic, I'm going to talk to you right now. Because I have a wife, my sister, they love Starbucks, okay? They love coffee, and let me just say this. If you can drink twice, if you can go to Starbucks in a month, that's enough to pay for the Pirate Club for a month. that's how what I'm talking about right now with the cost of coffee that people are drinking right now. That's how easy it is. I'm not saying not to drink Starbucks anymore. I'm just saying it is feasible for you to go out and give to the Pirate Club. And so I didn't expect to talk about the Pirate Club this long, but you and I are very passionate about the Pirate Club and to give to the Pirate Club. And I think that fundraising is something, if we want to be big time, let me just say this to folks listening right now. If there's people that are negative and they're saying that we're not going to be this and we're not going to do this, well, if we keep acting like that, we're not going to be that. The way that you can be big time, it's not only the act time, it's a mindset. It's how you get big time. Tell all those Coach Logan in the 90s when he was winning all those games and we were called, I was listening again to the I was watching again, I should say, the East Carolina NC State game in 96 tonight and getting ready for this podcast. And they referred to Steve Logan as a giant killer in East Carolina. Now, think about that, about the program, how far we've come. We used to be known as a giant killer, and now we're in a conference where every game in the conference is virtually tough. It's a tough game, even game, or where we're fighting. And the way that you win is by more money. You look at, for example, Kyle, I use them as an example. They're probably the golden standard when it comes to college football. Look at Alabama. Do you think everybody in Alabama or this Alabama fan is rich?
No, those absolutely not. Look at their stands.
You eat, drink, sleep football, and they give, man. They give. The reason why they have what they have is they have a passionate fan base. We have that. We have everything. We just need people to be connect the dots and make the money, give the money to the Pirate Club. And there's people giving $100 all the way up to $1 million. You guys are equal. Everybody is equal. Everybody plays a part, and everybody plays a role, and everybody is giving what they can.
David, can give more. Yeah, absolutely. But there was a lot of people that felt disenfranchised with East Carolina Athletics because of Jeff Comfer. And when Ruffin was fired and Jeff Comfer's elitist attitude, there was a lot of people that felt like their $100 to $500 didn't matter. And
yeah.
I think some people were drove away. Well, you know, he's gone now. It's time to come back. And we still have some warts. We still have some things that need to get cleaned up. Cough, cough, Cecil Staten. But you can't – this is your university. Forget these clowns that you don't like that are working here. Forget Jeff Comfer. He's gone. If you don't like Staten, you're not alone. They're employees of the university. That's your university. When they're gone, you're still going to be here. In the
right.
East, that is still your school. So, you know, and Tom McClellan, he did a tremendous job with you on the podcast. He said it the other day on the Sports Project, the podcast, everybody matters here. The $100 donors, the people that just buy season tickets, it's not just the elite. It's not just the top-tier donors that matter. Everybody
right.
matters.
And maybe they only come to one game a year. He said
exactly. If one game a year, exactly. So just when you're feeling disenfranchised, when you're feeling angry, believe me, I know about being angry and not liking things that are going on in this university. But I made my Pirate Club donations. I bought my season tickets. And if you love East Carolina, speak with your wallet. That's what I was going to do this year if Comfer wasn't, you know, didn't hit the road. But he did hit the road. And, you know, it's time for people to step up. And like you said, this wasn't the goal of the podcast tonight, but sometimes you get sidetracked. If you feel disenfranchised, I understand you, believe me. But this is your university. It's not their university. They work for the university. The people of the East, the alumni, the people of Greenville, Kinston, Williamston, Washington, Bertie County, Duplin County, this is your university. You own it. They work for you. Don't ever forget that. When you get mad and you're thinking about pulling funds and not doing this, not doing that, it's your school in the end.
That's right. And I tell you what, I want you to call the Pirate Club. Just Google it. Call them. Give them a call because you know how we get out of the jam we're in? It comes down to every single thing. It comes down to one word. And I'm going to cut a promo right now. It comes down to money. M-O-N-E-Y. It comes down to money. Give to the Pirate Club. If you pulling money from the Pirate Club hurts. It hurts us. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem, and the problem we think is gone. We'll see how it turns out, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you want this program to succeed, if you want this program to get bigger and better and faster and stronger, if you want to have that city speed like we've heard about, then I'll tell you how you get it. You get it by money, and you give it by giving right now. Call the Pirate Club. This is not a podcast like a radiothon for the Pirate Club.
It's starting to sound like it.
Yeah. But call them and give them a thing. And by the way, they will look out for you. They're tremendous over there at the Pirate Club. We're going to keep working with them. We're partners with the Pirate Club. We're going to find every person that we can to give money. I think that they will. I think people will come, and once the football team starts winning again, it'll be even easier to get money. But go ahead, be a true fan. Don't be conditional whether we're winning or not. Give to the Pirate Club. Give to the university. We talk so much about the Pirate Club. Call them and give them a call. 252-737-4540. Again, 252-737-4540. Call them. Become a Pirate Club member. Maybe you've never been a Pirate Club member. Call them, and they will look out for you. And maybe you can say, well, I can give $1,000, but I can only give maybe $100 a month or something like that. Break it down. They'll break it down for you. You can call in your contributions. Maybe you can give more than you thought, and you said, hey, I gave $500. But I had some extra money that I got, and so I'm going to give, in addition to my regular Pirate Club membership, I'm going to give out some extra money that I had that I wasn't expecting. You can do that. Again, 252-737-4540. I tell you, this time has gone by very fast, but we wanted to have some fun tonight. We've covered a lot of different ground. You can always email me, David Richmond, @thesportsobjective.com. You can follow us on Twitter. It's @thesportsobj. My personal Twitter account, you can do that as well. We're very transparent, folks. @RichmondDavid. @RichmondDavid. And I know, Kyle, people can reach you too as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Email me bleedspurple2014@gmail.com. bleedspurple2014@gmail.com. Shoot me an email if you have something you want to tell me. You got a question. You want to tell me you hate me, whatever. bleedspurple2014@gmail.com.
I was going to say, anybody that has any hate mail, you can just remember that email address for Kyle.
Absolutely.
Kyle, thank you, man. I appreciate you so much. You're awesome. I appreciate all that you do, and I know you're a true Pirate fan. And we definitely appreciate you coming. Again, folks, don't forget about our big series starting next month with the Sports Objective Watch Party, as we're going to be watching games from the past on YouTube. We're going to be commentating, if you will, about the big plays, and it'll be in the podcast format. And then we have the big podcast party, the first chance for us to meet you, a podcast live event. It's the Pirate Nostalgia, or Pirate Football Nostalgia Party, if you will. Old football players, we're going to have maybe hopefully some coaches. We'll have people calling in. It's going to be a different wrinkle that you've never even heard on this podcast. It's going to be our first live event where we're going to be doing a podcast. We'll be live. We'll have a lot of great things, door prizes, a whole bunch of cool stuff. That's going to be taking place Saturday night, July 21st, 7 to 9 at Professor O'Cool's on Southeast Greenville Boulevard. It's a Big Lots shopping center. We're going to be there 7 to 9. And again, thanks to Finest Martinez and the whole staff there for letting us be there. I know, Kyle, you're going to be there once again, and I look forward to being with you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Be a big time, David. Everybody come out and join us that night. We're going to have a lot of guests. Hopefully we'll be able to announce some of the guests pretty soon, and it's going to be a big time. Everybody at Pirate Nation, we need you there. We need your support, and come have fun with us.
Well, for Kyle Barber, until next time, I'm Dave Richmond. You've been listening to the Sports Objective Podcast.
You've been listening to the Sports Objective Podcast. Join us next time as the guys will be objective, and the objective is sports.